We dug in that night with the knowledge that even though we were at last in Shuri Castle, there were strongly entrenched Japanese still north of us in Wana Draw, east of us and south of us. The lines were terribly confused to many of us in the ranks, and we assumed that the enemy could come at us from almost any direction. But they remained quiet during the night, except for the usual raiders. We attacked again the next day and got shelled badly. I was totally confused as to where we were for several days and can't clarify it now in my mind, even after careful study of the notes and references at my disposal. At dusk, on one of those last few days of May, we moved onto a muddy, slippery ridge and were told to dig in along the crest. One of the three 60-millimeter mortar squads was to set up its gun down behind the ridge, but my squad and the remaining squad were ordered to dig in along the ridge crest and to function as riflemen during the night. The weather turned bad again, and it started raining. Mac, our mortar section leader, was nowhere to be seen, but Duke, who had been our section leader on Peleliu, and who was by then leading the battalion's 81-millimeter mortar platoon, came up to take charge. He ordered an NCO to have us dig two-man foxholes 5 yards apart along the crest of the ridge. My buddy went off down the ridge to draw ammo and chow while I prepared to dig. The ridge was about 100 feet high, quite steep, and we were on a narrow crest. Several discarded Japanese packs, helmets, and other gear lay scattered along the crest. From the looks of the muddy soil, the place had been shelled heavily for a long time. The ridge was a putrid place. Our artillery must have killed Japanese there earlier, because the air was foul with the odor of rotting flesh. It was just like being back at Half Moon Hill. Off toward our front, to the south, I had only a dim view through the gathering gloom and curtain of rain of the muddy valley below. The men digging in on both sides of me cursed the stench and the mud. I began moving the heavy, sticky clay mud with my entrenching shovel to shape out the extent of the foxhole before digging deeper. Each shovelful had to be knocked off the spade because it stuck like glue. I was thoroughly exhausted and thought my strength wouldn't last from one sticky shovelful to the next. Kneeling on the mud, I had dug the hole no more than 6 or 8 inches deep when the odor of rotting flesh got worse. There was nothing to do but continue to dig, so I closed my mouth and inhaled with short, shallow breaths. Another spadeful of soil out of the hole released a mass of wriggling maggots that came welling up as though those beneath were pushing them out. I cursed and told the NCO as he came by what a mess I was digging into. "You heard him," he said. "Put the holes 5 yards apart."